Hello, it's the 22nd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Police investigating the rape of a teenage girl near the Spinney in Bedford are asking for more help. They received a tip-off about a brawl between a group of men near the scene at the time of the crime. After the brawl, most of the men left, but one ran off towards Travel Lodge on Goldington Road and was seen approaching an unrelated member of the public who was walking past. Detective Inspector Michelle Lack said, "We are now appealing for further help to find both the men and the person he spoke to. Both could have vital information which could help us with our inquiries. If you were in the area around the time and saw or heard anything or have any information, however small, please do contact us. Check the show notes for details on how to report information." A man has been charged after an incident in Kempston on Monday that left a woman with severe injuries. 19-year-old Charlie Arnold was charged with attempted murder, actual bodily harm, and possession of an offensive weapon in a public place, and remained in custody pending a Crown Court appearance. Covanta tested the second of its three boilers last Thursday. However, bringing the power-generating incinerator online didn't go without a hitch. After a dozen residents complained about an odd smell, with an asthmatic complaining of breathing problems, site manager Chris Barber said, "Hot commissioning can create initial short-term odours when each of the three boiler lines are firstly heated up as part of the process to clean them, much like the first use of a new domestic heater." Bedford school pupils pledged their support to the fundraiser Captain Tom 100, launched in memory of Captain Sir Tom Moore. The challenge invites people to do an activity of their choice revolving around the number 100 to mark what would have been his 101st birthday. Check the show notes for how to take part. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.